Welcome to Good Natured, a podcast about positivity and the great outdoors. I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team, and I'm here with Don Jacobs from Discover NEPA. Hello, Don.
Hello, Kat. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
A lot has gone on.
We've been on vacation.
Yeah, you had a really nice travel trip.
A very nice trip.
Where did you go again?
St. Martin in the Caribbean.
Yeah. That's nice,
we'll be back.
Was that your first time in the Caribbean?
Second.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I love the Caribbean.
Me too. Yeah. It's just a different world, and I love it so much. Like, I just floated in the ocean for a week straight.
And there's no better way to be mindless.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, even if the birds get around you, you don't care. Like, it just, there's no better way to be mindless.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I floated around in the bay a little bit. My sister has a place up in Cape Cod, so we took that. Lucy and I, my fiance and I, took that for a week and just ate tons of seafood. I was really worried about getting iodine poisoning. I ate so much lobster tails and oysters and all that. But so that's sort of behind us. Now we start looking, not that we want to, but towards fall, right?
I mean,
July's over.
July is over, which is wild. And then I feel like I have a niece and nephew, so it's like back to school season.
Yeah, you know what? I'm starting to see the advertisements already for shopping. And I'm probably even behind the game at that point, right?
We're like, I want to plan things for the end of April. My sister's like, or the end of August, and my sister's like, the kids will be back in school. And
I'm
like, what? Already?
It is a sad, sad time, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the parents go, no, we're going to miss you. No, go.
Go to school.
Go. I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
How do you feel about snakes?
I don't mind snakes at all.
No?
So, I was like a weird little kid who like loved reptiles.
Well, that's not weird. Me too.
Yeah.
I was the kid with the frog in my pocket and showing people everything, right? Well, I got to tell you one experience we did have.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Discover NEPA now has a co-host.
I saw that.
Yes,
yeah,
Anna Bowles, and she's so sharp.
Yeah.
She was an intern for a while with us, and now she's come on board.
Cool.
And one of the first three or four stories she did was a rattlesnake hunt.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to post it pretty soon, right?
Was that the roundup?
No, we didn't do the roundup.
Okay.
So one of the best rattlesnake hunters in the area has a Facebook page. It's Pennsylvania Hunting and Fishing Addicts.
Oh.
I don't know how, 50,000 people
follow.
Yeah. But he's one of the most experienced rattlesnake hunters I know.
Wow.
And I reached out to him. His name is Bob Chase. And him and one of his buddies took us out. Right,
yeah.
And they almost guaranteed that we'd find rattlesnakes. Sure as heck, didn't we find rattlesnakes? We found four. We were able to catch two.
Yeah.
And there's a season, right? Middle of June until the end of July. That's it. You need a permit.
Dare I ask what you do with them?
So you're allowed to keep one
copperhead
and one rattlesnake.
Okay.
It's a venomous snake season, and that's the permit that you buy.
Yeah.
But there's certain rules. I believe that they've got to be over 46 inches long.
Oh, okay.
And they have to be a male,
yeah.
Right? And that's the interesting thing. How do you figure out if it's a male?
Right.
I'm taking the questions from you.
Yeah.
So what you do is you corral this snake on a flat piece of rock, and you get a plastic tube, and it's called tubing the snake. And you get it to slide halfway up its body up the tube, and then you grab it.
Yeah.
And now you can count the caudal scales to find out if it's a male or a female.
Yeah.
Now, experienced rattlesnake people could look at it and say the tail is a little stubbier. That's a female. The longer pointed ones is a male.
Yeah.
But you count the caudal scales.
So is that the scales like
from
on the...
from the rectum to the very tip of where it starts to rattle.
Yeah.
And anything over 23 inches is a male, and you could keep it.
Cool.
So yeah. But here's Anna. Anna didn't know what she's getting into, and I told her, I said, hold on, baby. We're rocking and rolling now. Yeah, so rattlesnake hunting, we found two that we tubed, had an amazing experience for her,
cool.
You know, and all the obvious questions, like, how many rattles does it have? And, you know, how do you tell how old and all that kind of stuff? So that's posting on Go Wild with Discover NEPA. But Bob Chase was just absolutely amazing.
Bob Chase, I'm gonna have to hunt him down.
Hunting and fishing, Pennsylvania Hunting and Fishing Addicts, and he would gladly take you out.
I would love that.
Yeah,
that would
and
so
that's
cool.
Why I'm telling you, because anytime I tell you something, you say, no, I haven't, but I love to.
Yeah.
And I love that attitude in you.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
I just want to know everything there is to know about, like, what we can do in the great outdoors in Pennsylvania.
Isn't it the truth?
Yeah.
And here I am, I'm 65.
Yeah.
And I never stop learning.
Yeah.
Like, I did rattlesnake hunt. I've been a rattlesnake hunter for several years. Yeah. And we did go to the Knox and rattlesnake. You know, my buddies won it several times and all that. But I, even with him, I learned something, like, out there. And I've been doing the outdoor things for, like, 40 years.
Right.
All my life, really, with my grandmother and grandfather and my father, I still learn.
Yeah.
And like you, I love your excitement. Like, thanks. What do you think about doing a rattlesnake? I want, I'm in. Bring it on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So totally an amazing trip with that. And that'll post on Go Wild with Discover NEPA.
Yeah.
But we've got so many neat things lined up and so many things we did since I saw you last, too.
Yeah, so tell me about the Eastern, I'm going to look at my paper.
Sure.
The Eastern Woodland Intertribal Powwow, and it was held at the Luzerne County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, so the people of the Eastern Door.
Mm-hmm.
Is a collection of the tribes of northeastern Pennsylvania and some of it the northeastern United mm-hmm. States. And what I found fascinating is they are constantly trying to break the reputation they have of, you know, dancing around. Like, they dance, but everything's symbolic. But they want people to know they're not on horseback chasing cowboys.
Right.
Yeah. And there's so many myths out there about Native Americans. And what I found from talking to three or four members of that Eastern Door is their mission is to educate.
Mm.
So they hold this powwow, yes, so the tribes can come and you know, collectively dance together and share their traditions. But more so, they want people that aren't Native American to come in and ask questions and watch as things go on and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. So that to me was amazing. And again, Anna was with me on that. She'd never been at a powwow. And you walk away pretty inspired, and then you could almost walk away embarrassed that you don't know what's going on there.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of talk of the circle. So
everything's a circle, right?
So we are going to hear a clip from People of the Eastern Door president, Matt Clare, and he's going to tell us about the significance of the circle. So let's listen to that now.
Everything we do, Native people-wise, we do everything in a circle because there's no start, no end. It's just a continuous thing. So everything that you see about Native people, the medicine wheel, our dance circle, our everything, it's always in a circle. And people don't realize that. And that's why we try to do these powwows all over Pennsylvania, all over the United States, Canada. And it's to educate people, you know, educate that we're still here, but we adapted to what Europeans came and did.
So you danced.
I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was 95 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was this close to not doing it. And then I looked, and there were people in their 90s, veterans in their 90s that were Native American. There were older women wearing such heavy clothes, sweating.
Yeah.
And they were dancing. Like, they wanted to share that.
Yeah.
And I grabbed Anna, and I said, they asked us to dance. Let's go get involved with that.
Yeah.
And about halfway around, I said to Anna, I get it. Like, I get that now there's a circle, but everybody's doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited other people, not just Native Americans. So I said, I get it. Like, if my grandkids are around next year, they're going to a powwow.
Yeah.
I want them to be part of that.
I actually had, Lake Wampalpak this month in July celebrated 100 years of existence.
Wow.
Which, you know, you grow up here, you know about Lake Wampalpak,
right.
And I guess you don't necessarily think about, its beginnings, so it really made me think about that. But I learned what Wampalpak means. So it's a Lenape word, and it means stream of slow and steady waters.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, to build Lake Wampalpak, they dammed the Wampalpak River. So that was where, you know, the indigenous people who lived there had called it Wampalpak, stream of slow and steady waters. And I just find that, like, we have such an interesting, like, indigenous history.
Yeah,
like,
you're
all of our words, Wampalpak, Lackawanna,
Susquehanna,
Tunkhannock,
yep.
and I love learning those little tidbits about what those words actually mean.
Yeah, and in a way, we're naive, mm-hmm. and we've been ignorant, mm-hmm. because they were the first people.
Sure.
And there's even talk amongst Native Americans to ask people not to call them Native American. Ask them to call them the first people, mm-hmm. because they were here.
Yeah.
Right? And we just took over modern society, yeah. whatever, and we sort of forgot that. So when somebody says, what's your ethnic background? I'm a proud Lithuanian, yeah. right? I love the kielbasas. Yeah. Bring on the halupkis. Bring on this.
Yeah.
And Native Americans are like that too, but yeah. you never really hear anybody say that.
Yeah.
So we're almost a little bit ignorant in that we don't ask them, well, what tribe?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And do you have any more existing relatives, ancestry here,
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of stuff? You know, and again, it's pretty embarrassing for us because I went to that knowing nothing about the circle.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing about why the eagle is so important.
Yes.
Right? And you learn.
Yeah. I mean, I found, the Go Wild segment to be so informational. Yeah. I didn't know about the eagle. I knew the circle had some significance, but to hear, like, Matt really talk about it was, you just learn.
You just learn, yeah. But that was just one story that we did since I've seen you.
Yeah.
How about our hiker, Hunter Lacombe?
Hunter, yes, we saw Hunter. Have you talked to him since we met up?
We text, because sometimes he can't.
Yeah.
So, yes, I have. He is now, I wrote this down. He is now 1,900 miles into the 2,200 mile hike. So he has roughly 300 left.
Wow.
And then he will end up in Maine. And his goal is to end up in Maine and be home by August 20th.
Wow. So soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 3 weeks. Yeah. Right. 3 weeks as of this taping.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But inspirational. The story we did with him, your mm-hmm. interview.
I enjoyed it so much.
He is so happy and proud that the media got behind him, us, right?
Yeah.
And his family's happy for him, and he's rocking and rolling. And let's just pray that nothing goes wrong right. and the weather isn't, like, really super ugly. But, yeah, everything in that whole realm of hiking that, I can't wait to do the final interview.
Me too.
Because we interviewed him.
You're coming
with me. We interviewed him at the beginning, a little bit more than halfway.
Yeah.
And now we're waiting to just say, all right. Honestly, would you ever do it again?
Yeah.
That'll be my first question.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Don, thank you for joining us today on Good Natured.
Anytime, Kat.
Thanks. we'll be back with Sydney Alaba, our newest member of the WVIA news team. We're back with Sydney Alaba. She is the newest member of the WVIA news team. Sydney, you are taking over hosting responsibilities during All Things Considered. So Sydney, I want you to introduce yourself a little bit. You were one of our first, not the first, but one of our first WVIA news interns. You came to us from Wilkes University with a pretty cool partnership we have with Wilkes, communications and journalism students where they come and intern with us. Yeah. So, what was that? When did you graduate and what was your WVIA news experience like?
So I graduated last year from Wilkes University in the spring of last year, spring 2025, and that semester prior to my graduation was when I interned here with the internship program set up by Teresa Carambellis and Wilkes University. Me and Eric Walsh mm-hmm. were the first interns to go through the program. So while I was here, I did cover a lot of community news with you
and my
mentor.
Cats.
Yeah. And yeah, so I did a lot of different things. The pinning ceremony for the firefighters.
Oh, that's right.
Nicholson's 150th.
Right, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're going to be kind of, I don't want to say taking over, but more taking the lead on our eventful coverage. So tell me about eventful, and you've done two so far. So I think they're still pretty relevant. So tell us about what was in those two eventful features.
So the first eventful that I did was the farmers market roundup. Mm-hmm. I went to the farmers market in Pittston and talked to some of the people shopping there, as well as the farmers, and talked a little bit about what's all going on there and what farmers markets will be going on throughout the rest of the season. And the other eventful I did was a county fair roundup where I did a lot of the focus on the Troy Fair. That's this week in Bradford County. And a lot of previewed some of the upcoming county fairs as well.
We're in fair season.
Yeah.
It's happening. So eventful is kind of our feature. We partner with, Discover Nebo lets us use their event listings, kind of part of our whole good-natured, our good-natured cinematic universe. Can you tell us a little bit about good-natured and, or I'm sorry, can you tell us a little bit about eventful and kind of what that feature is and why it's important to maybe the community and to our readers and listeners?
Yeah. So eventful is our feature weekly column, I guess, about where we highlight some of the upcoming community events and highlight some of the cool stuff happening in the area that people could go to. And it's important to just be able to highlight, you know, some of the stuff that might be less known, I guess, to be able to support some of the cool events and things going on in the area.
Yeah. And even not just, you know, stuff that's less known, like sometimes we're profiling like the bigger events because, you know, people need to know the schedule of things.
Yeah.
and how it's going to run and where to park. And it's very much like there's a term, news you can use. I feel like it's very much a news you can use term. So you did Eventful and then you went to Wilkes-Barre and you saw the Nutmobile.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Nutmobile.
Yeah. So the Nutmobile was in town.
Yeah.
It was the Planner's Nutmobile, and it was in celebration of America 250, but also the anniversary of Planters, which I believe is its 120th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So that was in the area because made a special stop in Wilkes-Barre, which is where Planters was founded. So.
Right, which is like a fun fact that I knew before the Nutmobile came to town, but it's still kind of cool. Like, Planters is such a big thing in that little nut that dances around in its top hat. Yeah.
Mr. Peanut.
Not the little nut. But yeah, Mr. Peanut. When you, went down to the car in the shape of a peanut, was there a lot of people around?
Yeah, there was. There was people like coming and going. It was in front of Giannetti's.
Mm.
And yeah,
where's Giannetti's?
In Wilkes-Barre, forget which street, but
yeah.
It's like
downtown?
Like two blocks away from the square. Yeah.
Oh, cool, cool.
There's a lot of people there, and there were the peanutters there, who drive the Nutmobile across the country.
Yeah. I like that. The peanutters. Okay. Yeah. So, looking forward, you're a part of our news team. You started as an intern. What are you kind of excited to get into?
Yeah. I hope to, keep continuing eventful and doing some more interesting community stories like the Nutmobile. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for joining us on Good Natured this week. You'll be here a lot more talking about what's going on in the community, what's going on with Eventful. So I'm glad we got a chance to introduce you to our audiences.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's all for Good Natured this week, your podcast about outdoors and optimism. I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team, and we'll see you next month.